Welcome to Healing and Revelation, a weekly program hosted by healing evangelists Dr. Bill and Barbara Dewar of Revelation Wisdom Ministries.
To everyone who's lost someone they love, long before it was their time. You feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all other people with burdens and pains, keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. All of their faith and love, and they've done all they can to make it right again. Still, it's not enough. And for the ones who can't break the addictions and chains, you try to give up, but you come back again. Just remember that you're not alone in your shame and your suffering.
To Jesus for protection for our country, our family, and our friends in these end times. Hi, this is Bill Dewar. Thank you for joining us today. My wife and I are very excited that you joined us today. We have an exciting program. First of all, we're going to talk about some real-life healing results so that you can see how God is still moving in the world today.
Hi, it's Barbara Dewar. Our topic for today is healing and my personal testimony. I was healed from a stroke at 34 years old, and a little later of a heart arrhythmia known as atrial fibrillation, and of breast cancer when I was 53 years old, and a while ago I was healed of the issue of blood. The Word of God contains the healing. Believe that what you say will come to pass. Live in expectancy as if your miracle has already happened, and there is no plan B. Just believe. Hebrews 11, verse 6 tells us to have faith in God because God loves you. The Word of God changed my life. The experience of all the sicknesses was to help me become more sensitive to God's plan for my life. I hear God in faith give me direction for my life. The enemy cannot attack your life without first attacking your mind, your will, and your emotions in the soulish realm. You have to understand where your heart is. You have to profess healing at the heart level. The things that are seen are temporal, but unseen are eternal. It is not just a bunch of words. Facts in the medical community change every day, but the truth in God's Word is constant. What can fix you is the Word, and the truth will set you free. I am the healed. I am whole. I am well. 1 Peter 2:24, by Jesus. Faith is voice activated. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing is the Word of God. I am made for signs and wonders. I was made in the image of God, and the enemy tried to destroy my image. When I was born again, seeds of greatness were put inside of me. Satan doesn't want healing because one miracle is worth a thousand words. Now that's a Kodak moment. Priceless. Miracles will cause every work of the devil to be put down. Master miracle talk. Plan it. Talk it. Believe it every single day. Healing is not about us. It's about Jesus in us, working through us. It has nothing to do with our abilities. All the glory goes to God. We are His vessels. The Word says that believers will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. Nothing is impossible to them that believe. And Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." God is the source in my life. I thank Him, I value Him for my breath, health, and for being born at this time. He prepared me for this. I seek first the kingdom of God. You are healed if the bump hasn't left. You were healed before and after the bump showed up. Base your healing on what Jesus did for you. Own it. Get confidence in who you are in Christ. There is no guilt. There is no condemnation, and there is no pity party. You are good enough. Amen, and thank you, Jesus. I did not say all the Bible verses that I stood on in our presentation today. If you'd like more information about the healing verses that I did stand on, please go to our website at rwmin.org and send us an email, and I'll be happy to correspond with you concerning the verses that I stood on for my complete healing in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus, and thank you for listening. Hi, it's Barbara Dewar. Our topic for today is healing and born again. Greetings in the name of Jesus, our blessed hope. I have always spoken to Jesus since I was a young child. I remember when I was 7 years old and calling on Him with, "Help me, Jesus," when I was in a house that I later realized was probably haunted. Most likely, I was saved as a youngster, but I really did not understand what salvation meant. But I remember boasting to family members that I know Jesus and that He was always with me. As a 34-year-old adult, on February the 11th, 1982, I made Jesus my Lord and Savior. It happened at a Methodist Bible Study Fellowship for Women prayer meeting. As an infant, I was baptized by sprinkling. Many years later, I was baptized by immersion in the Atlantic Ocean by a church group in Ocean City, Maryland, and again later in the River Jordan in Israel when I was ministering there. I have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I also have the gift of tongues. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am a stroke, heart attack, issue of blood, and breast cancer survivor. Through each diagnosis, I was supernaturally spared. God has a good plan for my life. I believe my healing ministry began through my complete healing from each of those diagnoses. When Satan attacks your health, Satan is attacking the temple of the Holy Spirit to steal, kill, and destroy. Without your health, Satan will rob the world of your gift. 1 John 2:17 reminds us that nothing Satan speaks is real. It is all a lie. Satan is the author of the world system. God is true and all men are liars. It was God through Jesus who healed me of all my diseases so that I could give my testimony through the blood of Jesus for such a time as this. I am healed, I am whole, and I am well in the name of Jesus. Amen. I stood on the Word and the promises in the Bible for healing. First, I submitted myself to God, as we are directed to do in James 4, verse 7, and Satan must flee. The entire power of the kingdom of God came on me. I felt peace. I realized that if Satan can steal your peace, then there would be no healing. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." God is true. God is real and will do what He says that He will do. Just believe and receive. When you are born again, you have to work with the Holy Spirit to change your way of thinking. As a man thinks, so he is. Romans 13, verse 14 tells us to stop thinking about satisfying the flesh. And Romans 8, verse 6 says that thinking without the help of the Holy Spirit is death. Some legalistic religions teach you to say words, but don't teach you how to believe. But in the Bible, in James 4, verses 6 to 8, we are told that a believer is a humble person who has appropriated grace and has faith in what Jesus has done for him on the cross. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Develop a relationship with God through Jesus. And by His stripes, I have been healed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, it's Barbara Dewar. Our topic for today is healing by having the God kind of faith and hope. The Epistle of James tells us in chapter 1 that if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. If you don't believe, then you will not receive. Have faith in God, Jesus said. Jesus instructs us in Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Jesus also tells us in John 14:13, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. This is the voice of hope. Just believe and you will accomplish your dreams according to God's will for you. Have faith in God, Jesus said. It is like God's kind of faith taking root by coming through your heart. Your mind will try to talk you out of it. It will not make sense to your mind. You have to turn your mind off and get rid of all of your negative thoughts. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. The Holy Spirit who lives inside of you is trying to connect with you. Turn your mind off and listen to your heart. God will never give you a desire in your heart without putting His faith in there also. God does not ask us to figure it all out. He just asks us to believe. Stay in faith, because with God, all things are possible. God had the solution before you ever had the problem. Put on a new attitude and let the seeds of hope take root in your heart. That is the God kind of hope, to bring all of your dreams to come to pass. Instead of you dragging around discouraged, sick, and worried, you will know that somehow, some way, God is fighting your battle for you, and it will all come out in your favor. In Galatians 2:20, the life that I now live is by the grace of God. Paul is saying that by allowing the faith of God to take root in our heart, we will accomplish all of our dreams. God's kind of faith will stretch us. There is no sickness, disease, or enemy too powerful for God. If God is for you, who can be against you? When you believe, God through Jesus can do incredible things for you. After all, He is the creator of the universe. Amen, and thank you, Jesus. Hi, it's Barbara Dewar. Our topic for today is health to all of your flesh. It is God's will for us to be healed. Concerning the promises contained in the Bible, Proverbs 4:21-22 tells us to keep them within our heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Amen. This is a promise of health to all of your flesh. To how much of your flesh? All. A Bible that is used in falling apart gives youth and health to a person who is not falling apart. In our healing ministry, occasionally we will come across someone who believes that God is teaching them a lesson when they are sick. We tell them, John 10:10 tells us that it is Satan who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to give them life and to give it to them more fully. Don't be afraid, just believe. God's promises in the Bible helps you to step into freedom and victory. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that all Scripture comes by inspiration of God. Amen. It is God's word and His will for you. But by your own free will, you have a choice of life or death. I recommend choose life. From my own experiences, I suggest that if you are sick, saturate yourself in the Word. There is a cleansing effect when you read the Bible. Cancer does not take a break. 24/7, you have to stand on the Word and the promises in the Bible. Look up and meditate on all the Bible verses which relate to healing. Meditation means to mutter aloud those verses. Say the verses aloud over and over, and this will increase your faith. Also read aloud sermons that preach faith. The Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing is the word of God, and you can find that in Romans 10:17. God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces through bone and marrow. The word is sharper than any surgical instrument. God's word can penetrate where medicine can't penetrate. Visualize God's Word and the Holy Spirit cutting all sickness and disease out of your body. Just shine in His righteousness. Proclaim aloud the promises in Matthew 10:1 that no germ can come on you and live. And also the promise in 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes I have been healed. Amen. Romans 6, verses 12 to 17 tells us that sin's power is over because you are not under the law, but come under grace, where there is no condemnation. The power of sin has been broken in your life. You are free from condemnation because of the knowledge you have of the gospel. You experience healing because you are free from sin consciousness, and that is when you really realize that by His stripes you are healed. When Jesus saw the man drop down through the roof, the first thing Jesus said was that your sins are forgiven, and then Jesus healed his legs. God, through Jesus, forgave you completely, and then, by His stripes, you were healed. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, I proclaim aloud, I am healed. Amen, and thank you, Jesus. On another note, we do have a healing school. If you would like more information about our healing school, please go to our website at rwmin.org and send us an email, and we will relate to you our current schedule. Thank you, amen, and thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Bill Dewar. Our topic today is Halloween. For Halloween, many people are dressing up in costumes of devils, vampires, zombies, and the like. But what does the Bible have to say about Halloween? Even though there are no direct references about it, the Bible does direct us in Romans 14 to accept the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters. The Christian must decide between himself and God and how he feels about Halloween. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. That's Romans 14, verse 2. Amen. There are divided opinions among Christians regarding observance for this day. Some feel complete freedom to dress up and collect the candy. Some Christians run and hide from Halloween. Others have alternative choices such as celebrating the lives of the saints, etc., and having a party celebrating family and Christian living. Halloween has its history in the pagan roots of the Druids. The end of the summer season of light was celebrated with bonfires, partying, dancing, and offering sacrifices to their gods. They realized the seasons were changing. They were going into the winter season of darkness. They believed spirits could easily come into their world during that time through invisible gates. In order to claim this day for Christians in the Roman Church, Popes Gregory III and IV in the 8th century moved the celebration of All Saints' Day to this time frame. However, some of the pagan practices of the Druids continued to persist and mix with the Christian practice of celebrating the lives of the saints. Thus, the Halloween celebration, which we have today, persists from ancient practices of both the pagans and the Christians. Because we know that we are the generation that will see the second coming of Jesus, Romans 13 tells us that the day of the Lord is near. Verse 11, "And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Amen." We are sending this message to all who will listen. God's word will not fail you. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. How you decide to live Halloween is between you and God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for listening.
Watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Cause God is holding.
First of all, I want to recognize that my wife is an overcomer. And I want to thank her for her testimony today on all the healings that she's gone through. It takes a lot of energy to do what she did, a lot of praying, a lot of discipline. And I think she did a great job following all those processes. Well, last week we introduced several aspects of spiritual warfare, one of which is praying Psalm 91 for protection. We had actually recorded that message before the Ebola death had occurred in Texas. As a matter of fact, you can listen to last week's message and all our previous messages from this station on our website, rwmin.org, which is archived on page 5. So what we're going to show today is an application of what we talked about last week, which is part of our revelation purposes, part of the program. I strongly encourage you to read and pray this prayer. You can get a copy of the prayer online. It's in the Old Testament of the Bible. You can find it by looking in your Bible index under Psalms, spelled P-S-A-L-M-S. I was one of two people who did not catch the flu that year out of 900 students in my school. My wife also did not get the flu because we believe her parents were praying for her. My father-in-law used to tell us about horse-drawn carts when he was a young person that were full of deceased people who had died in the flu in the early 1900s. In Baltimore, there are mass unmarked graves for the people who died in that disease. What we're trying to say here is that you should pray for your children before they go to school, not only for protection from diseases, but also protection as they are transported to and from school, and protection from any other sources of evil inside of their environment. Go and take a listen to my wife's follow-up message here on praying Psalm 91.
Hi, it's Barbara Dewar. Our topic for today is the Ebola virus, plagues, Psalm 91, and the blood of Jesus. By faith, we come under the covering of the blood of Jesus. Psalm 91, verse 4 says that he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Psalm 91 was written by Moses during the time of the Passover, when the angel of death was to pass over the Israelites due to the blood of the lamb placed over their doorposts. No death or destruction could get into their house. The blood of Jesus reveals the real secret place in Psalm 91. The blood of Jesus is the place of your defense. Without the blood of Jesus, the real blood of the Lamb, there is death and destruction. When you honor the blood of Jesus, God honors you. Psalm 91, verses 5 to 12 says that you will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands. Amen. Remember that when Satan attacks, he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But there will be no death or destruction when you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You have authority to trample on serpents through the blood of Jesus. Let's pray aloud every day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I claim protection under Psalm 91, and I am under the covering of the blood of Jesus. I receive all of the benefits of my salvation and redemption by faith. Thank you, Jesus. I love you so. You are my all. Amen. If you have been blessed by today's message, we would like to give you an opportunity to partner with us and be part of our Grace Revival. Your tax-deductible offerings are used to spread the gospel of grace. Thank you for your love gift to our ministry. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Bill Dewar. Our topic today is healing and the strength of an eagle. Your friend has just been diagnosed with a disease by the doctor. How do you witness to the friend to encourage and uplift him in the word? Similarly, in our healing ministry, a person may ask us to pray over them. The Holy Spirit has led us to some Bible verses that will exhort and encourage them. In the Bible, the word eagle sometimes means believers. You can read to him these uplifting Bible verses from Isaiah 40. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Or, using praise and worship as a spiritual weapon, the verses found in Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen. God hates sin, but he loves us. Righteousness and mercy for us met at the cross. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. God is spirit and has no blood in him. Jesus came into the flesh to atone for our sins by his blood sacrifice on the cross. Jesus was not spared God's judgment. Who did God spare? God spared us. The blood of Jesus washed away all of our sins. When sin existed in abundance, grace superabounded, and then even more so. He gives another helping of grace for us on top of that. When Jesus was on the cross, he became sin by receiving our sin on him. We receive the righteousness of Jesus before God in this divine exchange. God showed us his love by giving us Jesus. Because you have faith, God will give you all things. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." God through Jesus will not deny you anything. God through Jesus gives you healing. All sickness and disease is a curse of the law. Jesus became a curse on the cross. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law, and that's from Galatians 3:13. The grace of God is overflowing for us. Jesus means health and salvation for you. God never corrects us with sickness or accidents. It is Satan who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said in Mark 16, verses 17 and 18, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." Jesus encouraged you to do this. It is for today. As a believer, you can curse sickness and disease off of you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for listening today. Hi, this is Bill Dewar. Our topic today is Romans 13 and Election Day. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. In verse 2, it says, "Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves." Verse 3, "For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong." Do you want to be free from fear of one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. Verse 4, "For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath, to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to all the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience." Verse 6, "This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself." Verse 10, "Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." Amen. John 13:34 and Luke 10:37 tell us to walk in love and to have merciful and loving thoughts in our actions towards one another. "By this everyone will know you are my disciples. God is love." And do this understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. As we are reading and hearing the daily news, the prophecies which Jesus gave to us in Matthew 24 and 31 are being fulfilled. We are experiencing wars and rumors of wars. We are seeing signs in the heavens with the solar and lunar eclipses in 2014 and 2015. The earthquakes, tornadoes, hailstones, storms, and hurricanes are becoming more intense. We are the generation that will see the second coming of Jesus. The day is near. Are you ready? If you have not made Jesus your Lord and Savior, just pray aloud. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I confess my sins. I repent of them. I make Jesus my Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you have just prayed this prayer from Romans 10:9, please contact us at rwmin.org through email, and we will continue to pray with you. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to our show, hosted by Dr. Bill and Barbara Dewar. Contact them at Revelation Wisdom Ministries at Post Office Box 218, McHenry, Maryland, 21541, or by email rwmi5555@gmail.com. And please consider supporting this program by contributing on our website, rwmin.org, or sending your tax-deductible donation to Post Office Box 218, McHenry, Maryland, 21541. We'll be right back.